Chapter 36. Darkness fell earlier each day as the season drew into mid-autumn. The trees were bare and the harvest was in. Dana strolled around the abbey lawns, paw in paw with his sister and mother, savouring the moonlit night. He caught Fillon's glance.
"What is it, Mama? Have I sprouted an extra ear?"
Fillon looked away quickly, embarrassed at being caught staring.
"No, son. It's just that you're so like your father, a big, handsome river dog."
She shuddered slightly in the night air. Dana swept off his cloak and placed it around her shoulders. He smiled fondly.
"And you're so like my mother, and Mira's so like my sister. Except that I'm supposed to call her Mother Abbess now. I like having two mothers. I get treated twice as well."
Dana was very tall. Mira looked up at him, chuckling.
"Start calling me Mama, and I'll kick your rudder into the pond. Isn't it time we were going inside? I can feel rain."
Dana placed his sister under the cloak with Fillon.
"Sorry, I've spent so long out in the open I hardly noticed the weather. Come on, we'll take a slow walk back to the abbey."
Fillon measured each pace deliberately. Dana laughed.
"I didn't mean that slow, Mama. Come on, I've seen you running. Don't come the old otter mum with me, my beauty."
The abbey bells tolled out softly, one ring apiece. Fillon suddenly speeded up.
"That's what I was waiting for. Come on, you two. I'll race you."
Shoulder to shoulder with Mira, she sped off across the abbey lawn as the first drops of rain fell. Dana caught up with them, sweeping both off the ground and running for the abbey door. Mira and Fillon were laughing, kicking and shouting.
"Put me down, you great lump. Put me down."
"I'm the abbess. You can't do that to me. Put me down, baby brother." "Oh, dear. Hope nobody sees us."
Dana joined in the fun.
"I can't, Mama. You'll get your paws wet. And you too, Mother Abbess. Got to keep my little old sister dry."
Boorab and Nimbala were waiting in the warm shaft of light from the open door. The harvest mouse shook his head sadly.
"Look at me poor old mate, forced to carry his wicked family round for the rest of his life. Shame, ain't it?"
The hare fixed them with a disdainful glance as they arrived on the doorstep.
"Dreadful goings on, what? Here's me in me dwindling seasons, but I notice the bounder hasn't offered to carry me around."
Dana set his mother and sister down lightly. Then he lifted Boorab up and set him on his shoulder.
"Right. Where do you want me to carry you to, sir?"
"I say, jolly decent of you, what? Straight inside, laddieback. I can't wait to get at the jolly old harvest feast they've set up in your honour. Ebser flipping lutely famished I am."